Robin Hood's Fishing. In summertime, when the leaves go green, when they do grow both green and long, Robin Hood, that bold outlaw, it is of him I sing my song. The thrush and nightingale do chant and sing with merry good cheer. I am weary of the woods, said he, and chasing the wild deer. The fisherman has more money than any merchant two or three. Therefore I will to Scarborough go, and there a fisherman will be. He called together his strong men all, to whom he gave food or money, paid them their wage for half a year, all in gold and good money. If any of you lack money to spend, if you need to speak with me, if ever you happen to come to Scarborough, ask for Simon of the Lee. He took his leave there of them all. It was upon a holy day. He took his lodgings at a widow's house, which stood near to the Waters Gray. Where did you come from, you fine fellow? A gentleman you seem to be. In the contrary, dame, where I came from, they call me Simon of the Lee. If they call you Simon of the Lee, I greatly wish you may enjoy your name. The outlaw knew his manners, and so replied, Thank you, dame. Simon, said she, will be my man. I'll give to you both food and money. I swear, dame, bold Robin said, I'll serve you well for years three. I have as good a ship, then she said, as any goes upon the sea. Anchors and planks you shall not lack, nor masts nor ropes to equip you. Oars nor sail you shall not lack, nor hooks be lacking for your lines so long. Upon my word, dame, said Simon then, I know there's nothing shall go wrong. They hoist up sail and set out. Merrily they went to sea, till they came to the appointed place where all the fish were to be caught. Every man baited his line, and in the sea they did it throw. Simon threw in his two lines, but neither got great nor small. Then, suggested the company, Simon's part will be but small. Upon my word, said the captain, I think he'll get none at all. Why are you here, you lazy fellow? Why the devil are you upon the sea? You have bankrupted the widow of Scarborough, I think for her and her children three. Still, every day they baited their lines, and in the sea they did then lay. But Simon, he scraped his broad arrows, I think he sunned them every day. If I were in Plumpton Park, said he, there among my fellows all, look so little you set by me, I'd set by you twice as small. Oh no, said Simon then, farewell to the green leaves on the tree. If I were in Plumpton Park again, a fisherman I would never be. Every man had fish enough. The ship was loaded to travel home. Fish as you will, said good Simon. I know I have no fish. They lifted up the anchor and away did sail, more of one day than two or three. But they were aware of a French robber coming toward them most quickly. Woe is me, said the captain. Alas, that ever I was born. For all the fish that we have taken, alas, the day, 'tis all lost. For all the gold that I have taken, for the loss of my fish, I do not care. For we shall go as prisoners into France, not a man of us that they will spare. Simon staggered to the hatches high. He could not stand up on foot. I would gladly give 300 pounds for 300 feet of land. Simon said, Then do not dread them, nor captain should you fear. Give me my bow in my hand, and not a single Frenchman will I spare. Hold thy peace, you clumsy landsman, for you can do naught but brag and boast. If I were to cast you overboard, there would be nothing lost but a clumsy landsman. Simon said, Tie me to the main mast, that at my aim I may stand properly. Give me my bent bow in my hand, and not a Frenchman will I spare. They bound him fast to the main mast tree. They bound Simon firm and tight. They gave him a bent bow into his hand, and not a Frenchman would he spare. Whom shall I shoot at, captain? For God's love, indicate to me. Shoot at the steersman of that ship, you crazy fellow, now let me see. Simon took his noble bow, an arrow that was both large and long. The straightest way to the steersman's heart, the broad arrow, it did go. He fell from the hatches high, from the hatches he fell down below. Another took him by the heels, and into the sea he did him throw. Then quickly took the helm in hand, and steered the ship most gallantly. Upon my word, said good Simon then, the same fate shall follow you. Simon took his noble bow, and arrow which was both straight and long. The straightest way into the Frenchman's heart, the arrow he caused to go. He fell from the hatches high, from the hatches he fell down below. Another took him by the heel, and into the sea did him throw. The ship was tossed up and down. No one dared venture steer her. The Scarborough men were very pleased when they saw that robber dared not come near. Come up, captain, Simon said. Two shoots have I shot for you. All the rest are for myself. This day, for God's love, merry be. God's blessing on your fingers, Simon, he said, for well I see you have good skill. God's blessing on your noble heart, who has employed your bow so well. I vow for fish you shall not lack. The best share, Simon, I'll give you. and I shall pray you, good Simon, that you do not take your aim at me. I had 30 arrows by my side. I think I had 30 and 3. There's not an arrow that shall go to waste, but through a French heart it shall go. Untie me from the mast, he said. These charred ropes do pinch me sore. Give me a good sword in my hand. Not a Frenchman will I spare. Together have the two ships ran, the fisher and the man of war. Simon boarded the noble ship, found not a man alive but three. He took a lamp into his hand, the ship he searched by the light. He found within that ship of war 1,200 pounds in gold so bright. Come up, master, Simon said. This day, for God's love, marry thee. How shall we share this noble ship? I pray you, master, tell to me. Upon my word, said the captain, Simon, good counsel I'll give you. You won the ship with your own hands, and master of it you shall be. One half, said Simon, of this ship, I'll divide among my fellows all. The other half I freely give unto my dame and her children small. But if it happens to be my lot that I shall get safely to land, I'll therefore build a chapel good, and it shall stand on Whitby Strand. And there I'll keep a priest to sing the mass until the day I die. If Robin Hood comes once on shore, he comes no more upon the sea.